This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Today is Colorado Day. The state is 149 years old. To celebrate, a new voice is guiding how we tell our state's history. University of Denver professor Susan Shulton is the new Colorado State historian. Her work explores how maps aren't just about geography.
My sense of the way in which history has become a little bit of a political football and complicated and divisive has prompted me to, as much as possible, lean into opportunities to bring people together in a physical space.
Shulton will serve a one-year term helping shape public programming and commemoration events across Colorado ahead of Colorado's celebration of its 150th year of statehood next year. With Colorado now in the heart of summer, safety experts urge people never to leave a child unattended in a car, not even for a minute. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
That's because the interior of a car can heat up rapidly. Laura Dunn is a highway safety specialist with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It takes a short amount of time for the inside of a car to heat up. In about 10 minutes, a car can heat up by about 20 degrees.
Since 1998, more than 1,000 children in the U.S. have died from heat stroke after being left or becoming trapped in hot vehicles. That's according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. That number includes 7 children in Colorado.
CPR's John Daly. In Denver, 89 degrees this afternoon. In Colorado Springs, 82 degrees with a chance for scattered storms. This is CPR News in KRCC.